Letter. Failure of risk analysis brought us to this point. The Boston Global editorial opinion you republished belies the reality of how the global consensus, call it the Davos Forum, under the tutorage of the elite cabal, misunderstood the underlying risks the world was facing. Donald Trump chose market over lives, March 31. If one examines the latest World Economic Forum Global Risks Report, the risk of infectious disease was not even in the top 10 in either probability of occurrence, or the impact thereof. The top risks were the perennial climate-related global warming, now branded change, and the concomitant impacts. The point here is that the brightest and best believed the threat to world stability would be weather-related. To add to this gross failure of risk analysis, the U.S. Congress under the Democrats tried from November through to February of this year to persuade us that Trump was the greatest threat to U.S. stability, and that impeachment was the remedy to prevent this catastrophe. This unholy distraction created this crisis that should have been addressed in January 2020 at the apex of the impeachment debacle. The reality is when the U.S. takes its eyes off the ball against potential cataclysmic risks, the world will bear the consequences. We need to accept that the wise men and women of the EU have no solutions for COVID-19, and without the help of the US there will be no lasting solution. The editorial board at the Boston Globe should rather focus on what changes need to be addressed to solve this global crisis brought by the dereliction of the Chinese leadership to inform the world of the impending pandemic. John Katsikas.